Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Bava Metzia. We're going to do Nun Beis Omid Beis and Be'ezus Hashem Nun Gimel. We're learning today Le'ili Nishmas Ida Gorbash Gittel Bas Eliezer. And we continue to learn for the safety of all of Klai Yisrael. As I'm dictating this, Motzei Shabbos, Parshas Tazria. Unfortunately, we just heard that Iran, Yamach Shemom Zichrom, has attacked Eretz Yisrael. Be'ezus Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect us. Hashem should allow us to be all safe, that there shouldn't be any injuries in Klai Yisrael, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Shomer al all of Klai Yisrael, the Chayalim, the Chatufim, and Be'ezus Hashem, bring the Geula in the month of Nisan, the month of Geula. Okay, Baruch Shomer Haftachos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us He is going to redeem us in the month of Nisan. Be'ezus Hashem, it should be this Nisan. We pick up at the two dots, about 10-15 lines down from the top of Nun Beis Omid Beis, with the words, Admasai Mutar Lahachzir. We said in the Mishnah that a person is allowed to go and return these coins that aren't good coins on different amounts in the big cities versus the small villages. So we said, Bikrachim in the big cities, at Shiyare Lishulchani, until you go show it to a Shulchani, until you show it to the professional money changer. And he'll tell you, is it a good coin or not? But in the smaller cities, in the villages, Bekvarim, so they don't have Shulchanis, so therefore, Ad Arvi Shabbosos, until Erev Shabbos, when the people go to the marketplace, and if they don't use it in the marketplace, they don't accept it there, so you'll know that it's not a good coin. So the Gemara says, Maishno Besela Demaflik, how come in regards to coins, we say that there's a difference between the big cities and the small villages, as opposed to, in regards to merchandise, in regards to what we call a talis, umayishno betalis, in regards to merchandise, the low maflik, we didn't seem to make any distinction as to whether a person lived in a large city or in a small city. We said, ashatira letagor or lekrova, or it was all day, the two different opinions of the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon. We didn't seem to have a distinction, however, between a city and a village. So Gemara answers, Omar Bai, yeah, we did. Ki tnan nami masnisin betalis bikrachin tnan. That which we learned in the Mishnah, that you have achiyira letagor or lekrovav, that was talking about in the krachim, that was talking about in the big cities. And indeed, in the small little villages, in the kvarim, there would be a different time. The Mishnah just didn't mention it. That's teretz number one. Rav Amar, teretz number two, again, we've mentioned many times, if it doesn't say Omar Rava, so then he's not necessarily disagreeing with the Bai, he's just giving a separate teretz. Rav Amar, talis, in regards to merchandise, a talis, a garment, kol inish kimle begava. No, every single person has knowledge themselves, is this something that's worth a certain amount or not? So therefore, even in the village, a person would be able to go and find somebody that would be knowledgeable. So therefore, there's no need to make a distinction between krachim and kvarim in regards to a garment, in regards to certain merchandise. However, sela, but coins, so then you need a professional. Kivan delav kolinish kimle begavah, since in the situation of coins, not everybody is going to be expert. Many people will not be expert in knowing, is this a good coin? Is this legal tender? Is this going to be circulating and be accepted? Elo shulchani, you need a professional coin changer, money changer, to be able to tell you. So therefore, it depends. Hilkach, in the large cities, bikrachim, the ikar shulchani, there are lots of banks, there are lots of money changers, there are lots of people that are available. So then, achiyira l'shulchani, until you go and show it to the shulchani, that is the amount of time. However, in the small little villages, Bekvarim, the Lekka Shulchani, that they don't have a money changer, there's no banks necessarily, there's no people that are expert in knowing, is this good coinage or not? So then we wait until Erev Shabbos, Ad Arvi Shabbosos, when everybody goes to the market, the Solkin Lashuka, and then, did they accept it or not? So if they accepted it, so then it's legal tender. If nobody's accepting it, so then you know you got rooked and you can go and exchange it. You go return it and get your money back. Okay. Then we quote the Mishnah that said, afiluli achar we said in the Mishnah that after 12 months even, if somebody recognizes that this was the coin that they gave to somebody, so Reuben gave this bad coin to Shimon, he recognizes it was this bad coin that he gave to Shimon, so he could take it back even after 12 months. So the Gemara says, hey, what are we talking about? If you're talking about in the large cities, we just said, we just said that the halach is, you only have the amount of time until you show it to a shulchani, 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever the max amount of time is, and then he doesn't have to take it back. So why would he have to take it back? If he doesn't have to take it back after 2 or 3 hours, he certainly shouldn't have to take it back after 12 months or even longer. And even if it's in the small villages, Iba Kvarim, so then, okay, he has it until Erev Shabbos. So Amris Ad Arvi Shabbos, when people go to the marketplace. But nobody says, yeah, 12 months or even longer, afilu li'achar shnei mosechodesh. So what is the Mishnah talking about? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Chisda, Midas Chasidus Shanukan. We're talking here about a person who's going Lifnei Mishur Sadin. You're right, he doesn't have to take it back. It's beyond the time in the city, it's beyond the time in the village, but he's taking it back anyway. That's what Rav Chisda said. We're dealing with the Midus Chasidus over here. Someone says, exactly what is this Midus Chasidus? Ihachi, if that's so, Ema Seifel, keep on reading the Mishnah. The Mishnah says at the end of the Mishnah, Ein lo olav ela taromes. If he doesn't want to take it back, then all the guy has is a taromes against him. All he has is that guy wasn't nice. He only has a complaint, but he doesn't have any legal leg to stand on. Now, what are we talking about? Leman. If we're talking about this righteous person, this nice guy, Midus Chasidus Shanukan, that he accepted this coin back, so then don't take it back. Lo kabule li kabula mine. If who's the taromis over here? If you're telling me it's the chassid who took it back, that he's going to have a complaint against the other guy, how come he didn't go and return it sooner? You should have done it within the amount of time that it takes you to take it to the shulchan in the big city or in the village until Erev Shabbos. You're coming 12 months later and they're taking it back. So he's a complaint. He's a taromis. The chassid, the nice guy, has a taromis against the guy that returns it 12 months later. So then, lo kabule li kabula mine. Then don't accept it. And this way, lo taromis tevi lei. And you won't have any complaint against the guy. Look at this Rashi. The Rashi here is so interesting. Rashi says that what is the taromis that you can have against this guy? He says, in Luchasid, he said, the Yeshlo taromis ala maksir, the nice guy is going to have a taromis, a complaint against the one who returns this coin to him inappropriately. Mi kofei lukabel, she is Sroyim. Who is forcing this chasid to go take this coin back, that he's now going to have the complaint against this guy who returns it much later than he should have? Much better, Rashi says, Tov lo shaloi kablena. Don't be a nice guy and take it back, because when you take it back, you now have a complaint against the guy, and he's speaking lashon hara about him. Better that you don't take it back, mishi kablena, that you take it back, the yotze dibo al chadero. But now hold this guy in contempt. Hold this guy, I can't believe this guy took 12 months to bring it back to me. If he had a complaint about the coin, should have brought it back right away. Oh, what a bad guy that is. Oh, better don't take it back then. So if we're talking about the chassid, that he's going to have a taromis against the other guy, so then don't take it back. I, the elor, leher, the kibla minei, we're talking about the person who took the bad coin, so he's going to have a taromis against the other guy, ulubos of the makabla minei, but if the chassid took it from him, then what taromis is there? Taromis to have lay. Why would there be taromis in that situation? The guy did a nice deed, and he took it back. So therefore, who's having taromis over here? So Gemara says, you're right. We didn't understand the Mishnah correctly. This is what the Mishnah is telling us. That yes, if this chassid takes it from the guy, don't take it back if you're going to have complaints and tainus against the guy. Better not to take it back. And if the guy who gives it to you, and you do take it back, you're a chassid, you don't say anything, so then he certainly is not going to have any taromas against you. But what are we talking about? Somebody else. Ha'acher. Somebody else who didn't want to accept the coin. He's not a chassid. He says, no, I'm not taking the coin back. Sorry, you had until you showed it to the shulchani in the big city, or you had until Erev Shabbos and you showed it in the marketplace to return it, and now I'm not mechuyev to take it back. And guess what? I'm not a chassid. I'm not taking it back. So this other person who doesn't take it back against such a guy, afa bishei makabli menu, yeah, he's not taking it back. He doesn't have to. Min adin, elo olav ela taromis. But the guy who got the coin from him in the first place has a right to be upset about it. Because, after all, he should have returned it sooner, but he didn't. But the bottom line is, he felt he got rooked. And therefore, he's allowed to have a taromis against the guy. As Rashi says, he caused the own loss to himself. He didn't return it in the right time in the city until he showed it to a shulchani, in the smaller villages until he brought it Erev Shabbos. So therefore, it's his own fault. He has a right to a taromis. He has a right to be upset. But that's it. He doesn't have any legal standing to get it back. And it's really only his own fault, Rashi says. Then we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, you're allowed to take this coin that has depreciated, that it's eroded, and use it to go and redeem your Maisa Sheni. And there's no concern about that. Why? Because technically this is a good legal coin. Shenu Ela Nefesh Ra. Only a, quote, bad person is not going to accept this coin as legal tender, because it really is still usable. Rapapa says, based upon this Mishnah, Shema Mino, we can learn from our Mishnah, Haiman Dumokim Azuze, if somebody is not allowing such a coin to circulate, he says, oh, I don't want such a coin. It's a little bit eroded. So, mikre nefesh ra. Such a person is called a bad person. He has a not nice nefesh. The person has a stingy heart. He's a bad-hearted person. Vahani mili hu desagilu. However, that's assuming that the coin does circulate, that the coin is a good coin. Most people will accept it. Yeah, he's right. He doesn't want to take any chance. He only wants perfect coins. So such a person is a stingy person. He's a nefesh ra. He's a bad guy. However, That's assuming he's a bad guy, only assuming the coin does circulate amongst most people. Because if the coin doesn't circulate among people, so then he's not a bad guy. Then he's just being smart and saying, listen, I'm not going to take a coin that, unfortunately, is not worth the legal status that you're trying to pass it off on me. Gemara adds, and this is Messiah L'Chizkiah. This is in accord with what Chizkiah said. What did Chizkiah say? Dama Chizkiah. Chizkiah tells us, Baal L'Parta, Rashi explains, Baal L'Hachliv Sela Chaseira B'Prutos. If somebody wants to exchange a Sela, a silver Sela, but it's deficient, it's missing some of the silver, and he wants to exchange it for copper Prutos, so Parta B'Shovya. Rashi says, so let's say the normal silver with an intact coin would be worth $10. But with all the silver missing, it's only worth $4. So in this situation, only take $4 worth of copper pennies for it. Part of Bishovya, what it's worth now, not what the value of the coin is supposed to be, which is $10. So only take $4 worth of pennies. However, Bolachalla, if you're going to go and exchange it for your Maaser Sheni, you're going to use it to deconsecrate your produce of Maaser Sheni onto this coin, Mechalla. Then you are allowed to go and exchange it. It actually says the chalo ma'aser sheni aleha. So then you can go do it biyofe ki'ilu hi yofe for what it is worth. What Rashi means is you're allowed to go and exchange it for the full $10. For the ma'aser sheni, you're allowed to say it's worth $10, even though it only is, let's say, $4 worth of silver in it. Now, the Gemara says, why exactly is Chizkiah saying this? My kamar, what's he saying? So hochi kamar, what he's saying is as follows. Even though when you're going to exchange it for copper coins, so then somebody's giving you copper coins for it, you have to go give it at the face value. So it's only worth $4 worth of silver. It's not worth the whole $10 worth of silver. It's not worth the whole sella. It's only worth a part of a sella. So then when you're getting the coins for it, you have to take the exact amount of copper coins that it's worth. Nevertheless, mechalalo, when you're deconsecrating it for ma'aser sheni produce, mechalalo biyofa, you're allowed to assume it still has the $10 worth in it. So the Gemara says that implies lameimra that seems to say the sabe Chizkiah the mizalzelinon the ma'aser sheni. That implies that Chizkiah is not so strict about ma'aser sheni. In fact, he says you can be mizalzel. You're allowed to, so to say, treat the ma'aser sheni in a very light or easy manner and deconsecrate $10 worth of produce of ma'aser sheni on this, quote, $4, $10 coin. In other words, you can treat ma'aser sheni in a zilzul type of a fashion. Is that really true? Chizkiah himself seems to say, no, you can't. Chizkiah said, Ma'aser sheni she'ein bo shavu pruta, if you have a very small amount of ma'aser sheni, less than a shavu pruta's worth of ma'aser sheni, so then, Rashi says, v'ein bo koach litvos pidyono, it doesn't have the ability to go and be deconsecrated. So you have a very, very small amount of ma'aser sheni. You have one item of ma'aser sheni. You have one corn. You have one grain. You have one item that's not worth a penny. So you want to deconsecrate it? The coin doesn't have the ability to go and deconsecrate something that's less than a shava pruta. The ein bo koach litvos, Rashi says, pidyono, shi'itein pruta v'chalalena. You can't take even a penny and go and deconsecrate this less than a penny's worth of corn or grain or wheat or grapes or olives, whatever it is. You can't go and deconsecrate it. And then what should a person do? So the person should say, Omer, he says, who, this ma'aser sheni, v'chumsho, and the fifth. When you redeem your own, you have to go and add on a fifth. So he says, this amount of ma'aser sheni, less than a pruta, and the fifth extra that I have to pay on this, should be deconsecrated mechulul amos harishonos, on previously deconsecrated ma'aser sheni produce, on the coins that they were deconsecrated against. So he has in his house already some ma'aser sheni coins. And what the chiddush is over here is that he's not mezalzul on the ma'aser sheni. He didn't go and deconsecrate a larger amount on the coin. What he did, Rashi explains, is that he went and deconsecrated on the coins, but he left room in the coin because he didn't want to be mezalzul on the ma'aser sheni. So he took produce, let's say, of ma'aser sheni that was worth X, and he deconsecrated on a coin that was worth X plus Y. So now there's room in this coin still for additional ma'aser sheni. And that you're allowed to go and deconsecrate this less than a shava pruta's worth of ma'aser sheni produce on the remaining Y that's in the coin. Because there's no way you can do it exactly. I have exactly $10 worth of ma'aser sheni. It's exactly $10 on the coin. So what you do is you take $8 or $9 worth of ma'aser sheni produce and you deconsecrate it on this $10 coin. And therefore, the extra money that's not yet used to deconsecrate Maaseh Sheni produce, that's what you go and take this less than a Shavu Pruta and go and deconsecrate it on this coin that is already considered to be Maaseh Sheni status, and therefore it's not a problem of not being able to deconsecrate less than a Shavu Pruta onto it, because it already has Maaseh Sheni produce onto it. And therefore, that is what Chizki is telling you can do. But what do you see from here? That he's not mezalzel with Maaseh Sheni. He didn't let you go and deconsecrate $10 worth of Maaseh Sheni on a $4 coin. He said, no, do deconsecrate $8 or $9 worth of Maaseh Sheni on a $10 coin. So therefore, he certainly is not mezalzel with Maaseh Sheni. So Mari says, no. So now we have to re-understand then, what does it mean, my biyafe? That which we said, that Chizki has said, Bola parta, parta bishavya, bola chalala, mechalala biyafe. What did it mean, biyafe? It meant bitoras yafe. What does that mean, bitoras yafe? That you go and make sure, Rashi says, bishavya, it's worth. Bahaki kamar, kishem kishabal parta biushalayim, lo yikablua hemenu lehedya ela bishavya. Just like if this coin is used in Yerushalayim, they're only giving you $4 for this $10 coin. Vyesh mezalvlin midamea, yose michdei pichosa. And sometimes they're actually only going to give you even less than that because the coin isn't a good coin. So they want to be sure. Biyafa means to be absolutely sure that that's what the coin at least is able to go and get. So therefore, you can be treating it to a zilzul to that extent. But the trey zile lomas azalinon bay. Rashi explains the Ramasu, the trey zile lomas azalinon bay, three lines, four lines from the bottom, and the start of the second of the wider lines. The Afal God did not, even though we said, no sin le Maaseh Sheni, you are allowed to use this deficient coin to deconsecrate your Maaseh Sheni. That's one zilusa. Chad zilusa ashwinon. The Mitzchal al-Asal al-Chaseira. Yes, we allow you to go and deconsecrate it on this substandard coin. And we don't say it has the status of an asimon. The law I mean, hareyu kasimon, like a slug, a coin that doesn't have the ability, the tzarta kesev yadech, has to have a tzura on it. And not like a asimon that doesn't have a tzura on it and can't be used to go and deconsecrate Maaseh Sheni. So that's one zilzul that we'll allow. However, avol trei zile, that you should go and have a second zilzul, to say, okay, we're allowing you to deconsecrate on this coin. And then we're also going to say the coin is worth $10 and not $4. That low. That we don't allow. Okay, so that is Chizkiah's rule. Now the Gemara is going to question this and ask us, wait a second, Gufa, we just said, Amar Chizkiah, Maaseh Sheni she'ein bo shaveh pruta. If you have Maaseh Sheni produce that's worth less than a penny, you have this a single piece of corn, a single grape, a single olive that's less than a penny, so then Omer, the guy should say, who the chumsho, this single piece of corn, and then the 1/5 of the value of this piece of corn, because it's his own corn, and we said you always have to add on a fifth, which is again a fourth from the inside, a fifth from the outside, which we'll see later in today's shir, where we actually see that inside, so, or tomorrow's shir. So Omer, who the chumsho, he says this corn, this one piece of produce less than a shavu pruta, and the 1/5 value that I have to go and add on to deconsecrate my own produce, should be mechul almos harishonos, should be go and deconsecrated on this money that already had been used to deconsecrate my sasheni. And the reason why is because Chizkiah said, you're always extra careful not to be mezalzel on the Maaseh Sheni, so you'll take only $8 or $9 worth of produce to go and deconsecrate it on a $10 coin. So therefore, there'll be room still within this coin to go and deconsecrate this less than a Shavu Pruta. Normally, a Shavu Pruta can't go and have the strength to go in onto a coin. Well, here the coin already has Kedusha to it, so therefore it can do this. That is Chizkiah's ruling. Now, Meisvei, the Gemara is going to question this from the Mishnah in Bikurim. The Mishnah in Bikurim tells us, and we'll see later on, it's important to realize that this Mishnah comes from Bikurim. So keep that in mind when I point it out later on. So HaTruma V'ha Bikurim. The din is by Truma and Bikurim. Bikurim is like a type of Truma in that it's treated in, it's one of the Matnos Kahuna, one of the 24 Matnos Kahuna, but it has many of the similar dinim of Truma. So in regards to this din that the Mishnah is telling us, both Truma and Bikurim have the same dinim in the sense that Chayavim Aleya Misa, if Rahman al-Litzlan, somebody went and intentionally ate from Truma and Bikurim, who's a czar, who's a non-Kohen, who's not allowed to eat from it, and they did this intentionally, the Chayav Misa B'dei Shemayim. Rahman al-Litzlan, if they do this intentionally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take their lives. They do it unintentionally, so then the Chomesh, they have to pay back the Keren, and they have to add on a fifth. Again, a fourth from the inside, a fifth from the outside. We turn to Nugimu Amar Aleph. the Asurim Lazarim, and a non-Kohen is not allowed to eat. Now, we already said that. So Rashi says, why are you telling this to us again? So Rashi says, the Itzurich, the top Rashi, the Itzurich L'misnaya, you have to tell us again that it's also for Azarim. We just said, Chayav Misa if you're Azar. So of course it's also for Azarim. So the Chiddush is over here, because what we're going to say, Masha Ein came by Maisa Sheni, Tafilu Isuleka. So here we want to say that not only by Maisa Sheni is it not an Isser of Misa B'dei Shemayim, but there's not even an Isser at all. And Maisa Sheni is allowed to be eaten by Zarim. Okay, that's why it had to tell us Masurim Lazarim, even though we already knew that. And then the Mishnah continues, the Hei Nichsei Kohen, and the Truma and the Bikurim belong to the Kohen. What's the Nafka mean over there? So Rashi says, L'kadish B'nasei Isha. They go and use this Truma or Bikurim and give it to a woman and say, Ariat Mekudeshesli, it's considered theirs. As opposed to Masha'ekim and Maisa Sheni, that Stam Mishnah Karebeya, Diyomar Maisa Momon Govoahu, the Maisa Sheni is considered not yours. You have the rights to use it, but it's not considered yours. It's Momon Govoahu, belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, Rebeya, Lushitaso, HaMekadish Bo, Lo Kideh. So with Maisa Sheni, you can't be a Mekadish woman. So paradoxically, with Truma or Bikurim, you could be a Mekadish woman because that actually belongs to the Kohen. Again, we pass like the Chachamim that say Maisa Sheni belongs to you as well. But here it's giving us the opinion of Rebbeir who says Maisa Sheni is not allowed to be able for a person who has the Maisa Sheni, owns the Maisa Sheni, to give it to a woman to be Mekadisha. It's not considered his. It's considered Mamon Gavoa. Furthermore, and here's the critical part of the Mishnah that we're going to keep on asking questions on. V'olim bi'echad u'meya. If you have this single item of Truma or Bikurim, let's say one saw of it, and it falls into 100 additional saw of chulin, a total of 101. So the olin biachru meya. If you have 100 against it, so the total is 101. So then it's batel in this situation. It's not batel barov. That would be the din daraisa, but the rabbis instituted that you need to have 100 against it, 100 amount. As much as there originally was of truma or bikurim, 100 amount times that in order to be batel in this situation, not batel barov. And we're going to contrast this with Maisa Sheni, which we'll see in a moment. Furthermore, the Mishnah continues, U'tu'unim rechitza sedayim. Before a person eats from Bikurim or Truma, the Kohen has to go and wash his hands. Likewise, if he was Tame and went to the mikvah, let's say he had Tuma of one day, he touched the Sheretz, so he needs to go to the mikvah, and then he needs Harav Shemesh. He can't go. Like the very first Mishnah in all of Shas, when the Amosai Korin Nishma B'Yarvitz, Mishra Shal Kohanu Nichnasim Lechol B'Trumasim. So therefore, you need Harav Shemesh. They go at night, and they become tar. Even though they went to the mikveh during the day, they still can't eat it. They're called the tfu yom. They can't eat truma or bikurim. So you need the harav shemesh, as opposed to maisa sheni. Once they go to the mikveh, they're allowed to go and eat it. So you need harav shemesh for truma and bikurim. And finally, harei elu b'truma and bikurim. These dinim are only applicable to truma and bikurim, as we just said. Masha ein came be meiser. Meiser, some of the gears will be a meiser sheni, but always stam meiser means meiser sheni unless it specifies otherwise. So the contrast between this truma and bikurim dinim and meiser sheni goes as follows. Masha ein came be meiser. What did you mean when you said the din is not like this by meiser? Doesn't it mean lav miklal de meiser batel beruba? Doesn't that imply that meiser doesn't need 100 against it, 101 in total, but you just need rov against it? The majority rules. Batel berov, as the Torah tells us, parshas mishpatim. So therefore, you just need a rov in order to be mevato, the Maisa Sheni, from having Kedusha of Maisa Sheni. Now, if what Chizkiya said is really true, vim iso de Chizkiya, then in fact, if you have Maisa Sheni that's less than a Shavu Pruta, you can go and redeem it on a coin that already has Kedusha of Maisa Sheni in the coin, then there is no situation where Maisa Sheni can't be redeemed. And therefore, Havilei Dover Sheyesh L'Matirim, since Maisa Sheni can always be redeemed, even if it's less than a Shavu Pruta, so then we should apply the following rule. We have something that says you can never say something is Batel Barov, Batel B'Shishim, Batel B'Meya, if there is another way that it will become permitted. Just wait a certain amount of time or do something to it. That's called the Dover Sheyesh L'Matirim. The whole Dover Sheyesh L'Matirim, if there's a way to go make it that you don't have to rely upon the Bitel Barov, Bitel B'Shishim, Bitel B'Meya, then you can't rely upon the bittul. Go do. Wait till that item becomes mutter on its own. So, or go and redeem it, like with the case of Maisa Sheni, and you don't have to rely upon bittul berov. So therefore, if Chizkiya is correct, so then there is no Maisa Sheni that can't be redeemed. Even if it's less than a Shavu Pruta, it can be redeemed. And therefore, how would you say, oh, Truma and Bikurim, they're Olim B'Yachru Meya. But Maisa Sheni could be Batel Barov. No, it would never be Batel Barov because it's a Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin. And a Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin, I feel the Aleph, Lo Batel. That's the question on Chizkiah. We'll spend a lot of the rest of the shiur trying to answer it. So the Gemara first says, Umimai dima she'ein came b'maisa debata baruba. Why did you read this? Oh, Chuma and Bikurim, they need 100 against it, 101 in total. But Maisa Shani only needs Rove. Maybe that's not it. Don't say that it means Maisa Shani is batul Rove. Maybe Dilma lo batul klal. Oh, Chuma and Bikurim can be Mavato with 100. But Maisa Shani can never be Mavato because maybe it is din called Ovishesh Matirin, Avil Belov lo batul. And according to Chizkiah, even if it's less than Shava Pruta, it can be redeemed. So therefore, there is no case where Maisa Shani can ever be batul Rove. And that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Oh, Bikurim and Chuma, they can be batel the Neya. But Maisa Shani is not even batel b'yalef. That's what the contrast is in the Mishnah. Dilma lo batel klal. So he says, no, that can't be. Lo matzis amris hachi. You can't possibly suggest that this is the right answer. Because where was this Mishnah found? Remember, I just told you, this is a Mishnah in Bikurim. The legabe Chuma, which means Bikurim, chumre de Chuma k'tani. So in this Mishnah in Bikurim, it talks about the chumras of Chuma and Bikurim, not the kulas. Kule de Chuma loktani. It doesn't mention anything about kulas of Chuma and Bikurim. And therefore, it must be a chumra that, yes, Chuma and Bikurim, they require 100, but Maaser Sheni does not. So then we return to our question. So then, this should be a case of Dovr Sheyesh L'Matirin. How did Chizkiah say this? It must be the Chizkiah is wrong. Where it says, Kotani, but wait a second, there is a kula over here in the Mishnah Bikurim. It says that a Kohen can go be Mekadesh a woman with it. It says, V'hei Nichse Kohen. So this is actually a kula because a Kohen can be Mekadesh a woman with Truma or Bikurim, but he wouldn't be allowed to. Nobody's allowed to be Mekadesh a woman with Maisa Sheni because we're going within the Shita of Rav Meir who says, Maisa Sheni is Mamon Gavolahu. It's not Mamon Hedjon. It's Mamon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you have the rights to eat it, to use it, but you don't have the right to own it. And you can't be Mekadosh a woman with it. So here you see, V'akotani, the Hain Yisikon. That's a Kula. So how can you tell me there aren't Kulas written over here? So he says, no, that's wrong. Lo Sokadaita, don't think that for a second because the Tanya Behedjon, we have a very rise that it tells us that Maisa Sheni Batel Beruba. So don't say, oh, it means over here that true men, Bikurim, they require 100 against it. Maisa Sheni is not even batel b'elef. No. Maisa Sheni batel b'ruba, the Brisa says. And therefore, ube'ezah Maisa Sheni amru, what type of Maisa Sheni over here are we saying can be batel b'rov? B'maiser she'ein bo shaveh pruta. That right now we're assuming is case number one, which therefore is a kasha on Chizkiah. And what we're assuming right now is case number two, v'shenichnas liyushalayim v'yotza. Maisa Sheni produce that went in Yushalayim and then it left Yushalayim, so that can't be redeemed. So Maisa Sheni that's less than the Shavu Pruta can't be redeemed, and Maisa Sheni produce that went in Yushalayim and left can't be redeemed, and this is what we're talking about. It can't be redeemed. It's batel beruba. But the kash is on Chizkiah. Chizkiah says it can be redeemed. So the imisa l'dechizkiah, if you have what Chizkiah said, so then we have a problem. Then you should do what Chizkiah had said. Notice I said, some have the gear, so not just l'dechizkiah. In any event, why don't we do what Chizkiah said? Go and redeem it on an already redeemed coin, already consecrated coin with Maisa Sheni produce, and that will have the strength to redeem something that's even less than a Shava Pruta. And therefore, it must be the Chizkiah's rule because they don't suggest this. Shomar says, he didn't have a coin. He didn't have such a coin. The low parak, he didn't have such a coin that already had Maisa Sheni produce on it. Shomar says, so go take one. V'neisi Maisa di Islay v'nitzter finu. So go take a produce of Maisa Sheni and go redeem it on a coin. And go and combine it. So go take a half a share of Maisa Sheni and go and redeem it on this coin along with this other half of a pruta of Maisa Sheni produce. And together you have a share of a pruta. It can be tofes onto the coin. Someone says, no. You can't do that over here because the Maisa Sheni produce, the other half of the Maisa Sheni produce that wasn't mixed in with something is mechuyev to be redeemed on a daraisa level. Whereas the Maisa Sheni produce over here that's mixed in with something else is only mechuyev on a derabanan level because it's batel berov midirabanan. This din of a davar sheyesh l'matirin is only a din derabanan. So on a deraisa level, the mixture of the half a pruta worth of Maisa Sheni produce that was mixed in with a larger share of chulin, so it's batel berov, is no longer mechuyev on a deraisa level. And you can't therefore combine it with the half a share of Maisa Sheni produce that was not mixed in with something else, and it's mechuyev to be redeemed on a deraisa level. So you can't say I'll combine the half that's only mechuyev on a derabanan level, the mixture half, with the half that's mechuyev on a deraisa level. I now have a full shav pruta of ma'aser sheni, and I can redeem it on a coin. No, it's not a full share of ma'aser sheni produce. It's half deraisa, half derabanan, and deraisa derabanan lo mitztarfi. So it says very simple. V'nesi d'mai. So go bring something that's only mechuyev min derabanan, like d'mai. D'mai is du ma. What is its status? It was taken from an Am Aretz. We don't know, did he or did he not take off Tumas of Maestros? So Midrabban, we said, you have to assume, even though the majority of Am Aretz did take off Tumas of Maestros, we have to assume it wasn't taken off. So it's Mechoyev Midrabban. So take a share of half of a pruta's worth of produce that's Demai, mix it with the half share of pruta that's this Tarovis, this mixture, and now we got a full share that can be consecrated, deconsecrated onto the coin, and therefore we should be able to do this. So Gemara says, no. We don't allow you to do this because if we allow you to do this with the Mai, so then Dilma Osi Lasuya Vadai. Then, oh, the guy's going to say, well, I was able to go and combine the half of the mixture with the half of the Mai. Oh, I must be able to go and combine the half of the mixture with a half that is Vadai, and that would be the Raisa Durabana Lomit Starfei. Shmuel says, okay, I got another suggestion for you. V'nei se shtei prutos. Bring two prutos and go and be unechal lalayu ma'ase b'truta umechsa. Go take a share of a pruta and a half of produce of ma'ase sheni and go mi mechalo the share of the pruta on the pruta and the share that it was a half a pruta on the half a pruta. And now you have a coin that already has kiddush on it because you took a whole a pruta and a half worth of produce, so it could accept it onto the coins. And now you created a half a Pruta's coin that has kedusha of ma'aser sheni unichal lai alhech yisera, and now you can go take the half of the tarovis of the ma'aser sheni and go combine it with that, and therefore the dokasha chizkia. So Gemara says no. Mi samris pruta umechza tofsa shtei prutos. Who says that this one and a half share of pruta of ma'aser sheni produce can go deconsecrate onto two separate coins? No. What happens over here is lo pruta tofsa pruta the Ma'aser sheni produce that was worth a penny, that was in fact, you're right, deconsecrated onto the coin that's a pruta. But the other half share, the half of a pruta's worth of produce, cannot therefore become deconsecrated. V'chatzi pruta, lo tofsa. It doesn't have the strength to go and be tofis on the pruta, and we're stuck back where we were originally. Hader havilei d'arayis d'rabanan, and now we have, again, this is still mechuyev on a d'arayis level. The mixture is only mechuyev on a d'rabanan level because it's mid d'arayis, it's batel b'rov, and davar she'en l'matirin. I feel the elephant bottle is only a dinder abonin. So we have a dinder abonin and a dinder raisa. They can't combine. The raisa, the abonin, lomit starpe. So we're back. The question on Chizkiya. Shmuel says, one more chance. The Nesa Isra. Go bring a larger silver coin. Don't take two prutos. Take a larger silver coin and take your one and a half share of Ma'aser Sheni produce, deconsecrate it on the Isra, and the Isra will have plenty left in it. And now go do what Chizkiya said. Shmuel says, no, we don't want to do that because Dilma Asi Lasuya Prutos, because once the person says, oh, I can do it on a Isar, so then I might come and do it on Prutos as well, which we said you're not allowed to do. So in this situation, even though Chizkiya may be right, his din is true, we don't have a scenario that can be found, and therefore that's why you would have a case where it would be Batel Berov, and not Batel B'meya, like Truma and Bikurim, but it could be Batel Berov, and it's not a Dover Sheyesh Matir, Mafil Be'elof Lobatel, for these reasons. Oh, very good. Now, we go to, originally we said this Bryce that we brought down had the first case we're talking about, Beza Ma'aser Sheni Amru, the Ma'aser Sheni, Shein Bo Shava Pruta. And then we seem to imply there was a second case, Vishenich Nasi Yushalayim V'yotza. So that's what we're now going to discuss. That second case of the Bryce, which right now we're assuming is the second case, we'll change that, Vishenich Nasi Yushalayim V'yotza. So someone says, Vamai, why is that a problem? Why can't we go and redeem it? We're not talking here about a lesson of Shava Pruta. The Lahader Una Aile. Go and bring it back to Yerushalayim. And now, go and eat it in Yerushalayim. Why should that be a problem? Shmuel says, Bishanitba, because it's talking about Tomei. And Tomei, Ma'aser Sheni, can't be eaten. Shmuel says, no, then the Nifurike. So go and redeem it. Once Ma'aser Sheni produce becomes Tomei, you're allowed to go and redeem it, because you can't eat Ma'aser Sheni produce when it's Tomei. So therefore, go and redeem it. Then take the coins, the money that you redeemed it on, and buy new produce and eat that in Yerushalayim. As we see, the Amar of Elazar, said, this question was specifically stated by Rebbe Elazar. And he said, how do we know that Ma'aser Sheni becomes Tomei? You are allowed to redeem it. Minayin l'Ma'aser Sheni Shenitmo Shepodin Oso, return to Nugim Omed Beis, Afilu B'Yerushalayim, even if it went in Yerushalayim, which you're normally not allowed to redeem. If it's Tor, you're not allowed to go redeem it if it's in Yerushalayim. But if it's Tomei, you're allowed to, even if it's in Yerushalayim ready. Certainly, before it comes to Yerushalayim, you're allowed to redeem it if it's Tor. But once it comes into Yerushalayim, if it's tar, you're not allowed to redeem it. But if it's tamei, you are allowed to redeem it. How do we know that that's true? Shenema, because the pasuk tells us ki lo suchal se'eso. The reason why you're allowed to redeem ma'aser sheni before it meets Yerushalayim, because it's too heavy, it's too difficult for a person to go and carry it all the way to Yerushalayim. The ein seis, the word seis, kilo shuchal seiso, the ein seis elo achila, it's talking about food. And how do we know this? Shenema, when Yosef went and gave Binyamin five times as much as all the other brothers, it says, Shenema, vayisaw masos me'es panov. He took food, masos, from in front of him. So therefore we see that this means to give food or to send food. So therefore, you're allowed to go, kilo suchal say so. You're allowed to redeem it because you couldn't bring it to Yerushalayim. It was too much for you to carry. And likewise, if it's not able to be eaten in Yerushalayim, so then you're allowed to go and redeem it. So therefore, what must be talking about, this case must be talking about, ela belokuach bekesef ma'aser sheni. It's talking about that the kesef of ma'aser sheni went and purchased food. You took this kesef of ma'aser sheni and purchased food, and that can't be redeemed. Shmuel says, why not? You can even redeem produce that was already deconsecrated onto Ma'aser Sheni coins. The Ma'aser Sheni now is the Kedusha is in the coins. You went and purchased in Yerushalayim food with that, and that became Tomei, and you're allowed to redeem that as well. It's not, because we learned in a Mishnah in Ma'aser Sheni Beferish. It says, Halakuach Bekesef Ma'aser Sheni. Even items that weren't themselves originally Ma'aser Sheni, but you purchased it with Ma'aser Sheni funds, and then Shenitma became Tomei. You're allowed to go and redeem it. So Gemara says, oh, this goes like the opinion, Ki Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, who says, the Omar Yikover. He says, no, you're not allowed to redeem it. Yipada was the opinion of the Chachamim. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you got to bury it. Once it's Tomei in Yerushalayim, you got to go and bury it. Gemara says, wait a second, E, Rabbi Yehuda, if you don't have the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, my Yuri Yotza, then why did it have to leave Yerushalayim? According to Rabbi Yehuda, even if it's in Yerushalayim, I feel a little Yotza Nami. In Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to redeem it, according to Yehuda. So what difference did it tell us, whether it left Yerushalayim or it's still in Yerushalayim, according to Yehuda, you caught there. Therefore, according to the Chachamim, you're allowed to go and yipod there. That's what this must be talking about. So it says, you're right, Eliyol and Bitar. We're actually dealing over here, when the Mishnah said, Nichnos v'yotza, it's talking about Bitar. It's talking about Ma'aser Sheni produce that was not Tomei. What does it mean, Umay Yotza? It means it didn't leave Yerushalayim. It meant that the walls fell down. The Naful Mechitzos, the walls fell down. So it's in Yerushalayim, but the walls fell down, and you must eat it within the walls of Yerushalayim. Where it says, wait a second, Rava said, Mechitza lecho de'araisa. The fact that you need the Mechitza there to bring it into Yerushalayim, that's a requirement to have the Ma'aser Sheni come into the Mechitzos Yerushalayim. That's a din de'araisa. However, mechitzos liklot derabanan, but the fact that it can't be redeemed when it's in the mechitzos, so that's only in the rabbanan. And therefore, the chi gazu rabbanan, when did the rabbis make such a decree that you can't go redeem it when it's in the walls of Yerushalayim? Only if there are walls. Ki isnehu lemechitzos, when the walls are there, so the rabbis made a decree. But ki lesnehu lemechitzos, if the walls would have fallen down for whatever the reason, lo gazu rabbanan, then there is no prohibition against redeeming it. So therefore, this ma'aser sheni, if you're telling me it means that it was the naful mechitzos, then it should be allowed to be redeemed. Shmuel says, no, the rabbi said lo plug rabbanan. It's a lo plug. The rabbi said, we don't allow you to redeem it in Yerushalayim. Now, that was because the din d'oraisa was that way, but the rabbi said lo plug. Even if the walls aren't there, they didn't make any distinction. Lo plug rabbanan bein isnu l'mechitzos bein lesnu l'mechitzos. You can't go and redeem it. So this concludes the idea that the b'raisa had two separate situations. One which was that the din was a less than shava pruta of ma'aser sheni got mixed in with something larger than that, and it was the shava pruta of ma'aser sheni was tamei, and it was batel berov. And here we're talking about a second case of nichnas v'yotza. Now the Gemara is going to suggest Rav Huna bar Yehuda Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Huna bar Yehuda said Rav Sheshes chaduktani. In fact, the Braisa is talking about one case, not two cases. It was ma'aser sheni shein bo shava pruta. It was talking about ma'aser sheni that was less than a shava pruta. Shenichnas liyushalayim v'yotza. That ma'aser sheni less than a shava pruta entered in Yerushalayim and then exited. So it says, amai v'ne'er unayle v'nechle. So then, why can't you just bring it back to Yerushalayim and go eat it there? Oh, the Nafal Mechitzos. We're going to go through the Shaka V'Tarya again. So we're dealing here where the Mechitzos fell down. So Gemara says, okay, the nifrike, so go and redeem it, even though the mechitzas went down. Ha'amar Rava, Rava had said, mechitza lecho d'araisa, but mechitza liklo d'rabanan. That yes, it has to go into Yerushalayim, that's a din d'araisa, it has to go into Yerushalayim. But the fact that it can't be redeemed in Yerushalayim because there are walls up, that's only a din d'rabanan. Mechigaz rabanan be ki isnu l'mechitzos, ki lesnu l'mechitzos l'gaz rabanan. And the rabbis never made the xeri if the walls fell down, so you should be able to redeem it. So again, we answer the same thing as we said before. Lo plug rabbanon. The rabbis didn't make any distinction whether there was mechitzos, lo plug rabbanon, bein isn mechitzos, bein less mechitzos, like we said before. So one says, ihachi, if that's true, so then my irya ain't boshava pruta, avili ain't boshava pruta, nami. Then the din should be the same, whether there was less than a shava pruta or there was more than a shava pruta. The din should be the same. Who says you're 100% right? Lo mi boy kamar. It's just telling us that even if it's less than a shava pruta, the din applies. Lo mi boy, you don't have to tell me the din. Yesh bo shava pruta, the kolta le mechitzos, that the mechitzos have, so to say, taken it in, and therefore it can't be redeemed because of the low plug. But the chiddush is, avol einbo, even if it doesn't have a shava pruta, I might have said, einbo lo kolta le mechitzos. Maybe the mechitzos don't have the power, so to say, to take it in if it's less than a shava pruta. Oh, kamash v'lon, the chiddush of the b'rais is, yes, it does. Okay, that concludes that little sugya, and the Gemara starts again with Tana Rabbanan. We teach us the following halacha. Im go'ol yigal ish v'masro, if a person wishes to go and redeem his own ma'aser sheni, he's allowed to do so, but the chiddush is, mimasro, from some, mem is always a miyot, from some of his ma'aser sheni, below kol masro, but not to all of his ma'aser sheni. In what situation can he not redeem his ma'aser sheni? Prat, come to exclude the case of l'ma'aser sheni shebo shava pruta. That is coming to go and exclude, if you have ma'aser sheni that's less than a shava pruta, it doesn't have the ability to attach itself to the coin. And therefore, you have to do what Chizki said, go and attach it onto a coin that already has kedusha of ma'aser sheni. Now, that is what we learn in the Braisa. The Gemara now says, itmar, we have a following machlokas. Ravami amar, ein bo, that the ma'aser sheni doesn't have the ability to go and attach itself if it's less than a shava pruta, is talking about the ma'aser sheni itself. Rav Asi amar, ein b'chumsho. Rav Asi says differently. He says, no, the ma'aser sheni was worth more than a shava pruta, but the fifth of the ma'aser sheni was worth less than a shava pruta, and that's what we're talking about, that you can't go and redeem it. So fundamental difference between Rav Ami and Rav Asi here. Rav Ami says that the ma'aser sheni itself was worth less than a shava pruta, whereas Rav Asi says the ma'aser sheni was worth, let's say, two prutos, and therefore the one-fifth, which is really a fourth, that's half of a pruta. So it's the ma'aser sheni chomesh that didn't have a shava pruta. And similarly, this machlokes between Rav Ami and Rav Asi, who are first generation Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael, Tamid, Rav Yochanan, the same machlokes was by their Rebbe, Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rav Yochanan Mar, Ainbo. Rav Yochanan held exactly like Rav Ami. It's the Ma'aser Sheni itself that didn't have the Shava Pruta, whereas Rish Lakish held like Rav Asi. Rav Shimon and Lakish, Omar, like Rav Asi, Ein b'chumsho, the ma'aser sheni was two prutas, let's say, and the chomesh was a quarter of that, which is a half a pruta. Now, which one is correct? Meisvei, the Gemara says, we're going to question the opinion of Rav Yochanan, which was also the opinion of Rav Ami, Ein bo. Ma'aser sheni, the Braisa tells us, she'ein bo shava pruta. If the ma'aser sheni itself doesn't have a shava pruta, dayo sheyomer, it is enough. Dayo, this is a lashon that we have the question on. Dayo sheyomer, it's sufficient to say, who the chumsho, it itself, and the chomesh of that, amuchul amos harishonos, can go and be deconsecrated, like Chizkiah said, on previously deconsecrated ma'aser sheni produce onto these consecrated coins. So that's exactly what Chizkiah said. Now, it says here b'feirish, hu v'chumsho. Bishlam alaman diyomar, ein v'chumsho. If you're talking about the opinion of, for example, Rav Asi and Reish Lakish, that in fact the chomesh doesn't have it, but the ma'aser sheni did have it, so bishlam alaman diyomar, ein v'chumsho. But the actual ma'aser sheni did have it. So hainu, now we understand the ketani dayo, why it said dayo. Because the afogav dibididei is, but even though the ma'aser sheni itself was, let's say, two prutos, so it itself could be redeemed, but if you don't have enough in the chomesh, for example, in my case, where it's two prutos, and the chomesh would be a fourth of the inside, which is a half of a pruta, so kivan dibichumshe leka, so shapir. Oh, that's why you have to say dayo. That, yes, even though the Maisa Sheni itself was two prutos, but the Chomish was only a half of a pruta, so therefore, that's why you can't redeem it. So that's why we need Dayel. Eleman Diomar Embo, but according to Rav Yochanan and Rav Ami, wait a second, why did it have to say Dayel? Eleman Diomar Embo, so my Dayel. It's not good enough with the Maisa Sheni or the Chomish. So therefore, Kasha, Taki, that's a Kasha. Again, we have Kasha. It doesn't mean that there's no answer. It just means that the Gemara is not troubling itself to give us the answer right now. It's a little bit of Doichak Teretz, but there is an answer. Now, we finally conclude with what I mentioned earlier. I didn't know if we'd get to it, so we got to it. Baruch Hashem, we've also, Baruch Hashem, almost completed the daf. Our extra learning today should be a zechus for all of those in Eretz Yisrael. They should be safe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be shomer all of Yisrael. So the Gemara now says, how do you define this Chomesh? Is it a fifth, like we normally would say, or is it mean a fourth from the inside and a fifth from the outside? Again, my example, if something's worth $100, so a fourth from the inside is $25. So therefore, a fifth is 100 plus a 25. It's from the outside, 125. So a 25 is a fifth of the 125, but it's only a fourth of the 100. So that's the question the Gemara asks. Ibailu, Chumsha miligav? How do we calculate this? Do we say it's from the inside? And actually, it would be a fifth of 100. It would be 20 and not 125. Or do we say it's a fifth from the outside? It's a quarter from the inside, which is therefore 25. And then when you take it all together, 100 plus 25, it's 125. So 25 is a fifth of the outside. That's the question. Amar Ravina. Ravina says, Tashma. Let's bring a raya from the Mishnah in Arachin. The Mishnah Arachin tells us, Haba'alim Omrim B'Esrim. Here we have a case where a person wants to redeem his own field. So, like we just said with the Maisa Sheni, you have to add on a fifth when you're redeeming your own field that you gave to Hekdesh. So, you have to go and redeem the field for what it's worth and plus add on a fifth. So, therefore, we'll see what the fifth means over here. So, the person who owns the field says, I'll redeem it for 20. The whole Adam B'Esrim. And somebody else says, I'll also redeem it for 20. So, Habalim Kodim. So, of course, the Hekdesh will say, we prefer that the Balim redeem it because they'll pay the 20 plus they have to pay a fifth. The nation will see from Chomish. Now, we'll see what this Chomish means in a second. Amar Echod Harei Alai B'Esrim V'Echod. But let's say one of the people says, okay, the owners are willing to pay 20, I'm willing to pay 21. And we turn to Nundalad Amad Aleph. So in this situation, what does Hekdesh do? Hekdesh says, HaBa'alim Nostrim Esrim V'Sheish. So we make the Ba'alim redeem it, but for 26. And that's because the 21 is worth more than the 20. So the 21 people should win. And they should do it. But since you get from the Balaam an extra fifth, so we prefer the Balaam to do it. But it's not right that they should have to pay less than the person was offering the 21. So we view their 20 as, yes, we'll let you win with the 20. You'll pay a fifth of that, which is 5. But then we have to make you pay the one difference that you have. We don't make you pay a fifth on that one difference. So you pay your original 20 plus the fifth, and we see that goes to 25. So we see it's a quarter. So it's really only 5 of 20, which will then say makes it 25. So it's a fifth of 25. And then we add on the 1 because they had offered 21 and you only paid 20. So therefore, you pay up at that as well. So therefore, Habalim knows the Esav Vishesh. I hope that was clear. We'll see the same thing again so you get a chance to see it again. Esav Vishnayim, if the other party said we'll pay 22, so then the Balaam have to pay 27. Habalim knows the Esav Vishesh. Again, they offered only 20. So they pay their 20 plus the fifth, which is really a fourth from the inside, 5, to make it to 25, which is now a fifth from the outside. 5 of 25 is a fifth, and they have to pay the extra 2 because the other people were paying 22. They only offered 20. Then, if it was Esav Vishalosh, the other party's paying 23. So they have to pay, as you can figure it out, 28. Habalim knows Esav Vishmona, their original 20 plus the 5, which is 25, and plus the 3 difference to make it 28. If the other party was paying the Esav Vishmona, but they said we'll pay 24 for it, so then it's still better for the Gizbar to go take it from the original owners, because they'll pay Habalim knows Esav Vitesha, their original 20 plus the 5, which is a fourth from the inside, a fifth from the outside, plus the 4 differential between 20 and 24, so they have a 29. Now, if the other party said 25, so then, Habalim Nostim Shloshim. And here we'll have a question why that should be, but let's first explain it. So they originally offered 20, the other party pays 25, so the Beis Din would rather take the 30 from the original owner because they said 20, they have to pay the Chomish, that makes it 25, and then they have to make the differential because the other party said 25 will pay for it, they only said 20, they have to add on the other 5. Now, why do they have to add it on? Why don't we give it to the other guy for 25? After all, it should be 25 versus 25. So why do we make them do it? So the Gemara in Arachin asked this question, and the Gemara says because he really was saying 20 and something else. It was 20.1. So therefore, the 20.1 is worth more than the 25 when you calculate it all together, and we just don't mention that. So he's really paying 30.1, and that's why we prefer the Baal Tesuah. Now, what do you see clearly from here? L'fish ein mosif v'chomesh alilu shozeh. We don't add on the differential between the 20 and the 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. That you don't have to add a fifth on, but you see that you add a fifth on the original 20. So shema minah chum shel milavar. You clearly see that it's talking about a fourth from the inside and a fifth from the outside. Shema minah, that's a good raya. And this, in fact, is kitanoi. This machlokis over here, do you do it from the inside or from the outside? So then, kitanoi. The yosaf chamishiso olov, that we use this fifth that you add on, shehu v'chumsho chamisha, the Rav Yoshia. Rav Yoshia, the Tana Rav Yoshia, says that you do it from the inside, you take a fourth from the inside, in my case of 100, you take 25, and then you look at that 25 from the outside, it's 100 plus 25, it becomes 125, it's a fifth from the outside. That's Rav Yoshi's opinion, that's how we pass it. However, Rav Yonas and Omer, Chamishi So, it says Chamishi So, which means Chum Shoshu Karen. He says, no, you take a fifth of the Karen, a fifth of 100, and the whole thing is only 20. 120 is all you pay. You don't look at it from the outside, you only look at it from the inside, so it's a fifth of the inside. He would say it's 20, Rav Yoshi says it's 25, we pass it like Rav Yoshi. This is a good break point. Again, we did Baruch Hashem. We now caught up for Pesach. We have done two extra blots, so people on the first day of Yom Tov obviously can't listen, but they won't have to go and listen to 2 hours of Shiurim. Matzei Yom Tov, they'll just listen to the 1 hour. And B'ezus Hashem, all of our learning should be for safety and peace in Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we beg him, plead with him, please let this be the season of Geula. We all should have a safe and good Vach.